You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Mark Russo from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated. He is located in Chicago. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Dave.
I cannot believe that it is March the 23rd and not too far from you north. It's snowing.
Well, we got about 5 inches on the ground here in Chicagoland.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
It's hard to believe that just a week ago we were dealing with the more summer-like weather, temperatures in the 70s, and now we have to deal with this. So thankfully the snow is not going to last very long as temperatures begin warming up, but at least here in Illinois, let alone the eastern Midwest, temperatures over the next 5 days will average slightly colder than normal here. And there will be some variability in that. But as we go into next week, it looks like temperatures, while still being variable, look to average out to be close to normal. So a few more warmer days here next week versus this week, as we still continue to be biased colder than normal. One other item of note is that from a precip standpoint, some of the drier conditions we've seen in areas of the western Midwest, well, from like here in northern Illinois westward, it's going to be changing as it looks like some precip opportunities or more widespread precip opportunities are on the way. Actually, one is with the snow system right now that actually produced up to 12 inches of snow in portions of southeastern Minnesota. But we have some additional systems here coming up, and overall, it looks to be kind of a normal rainfall or normal precip pattern here over the next couple of weeks, which is a big change from the drier conditions of late.
So Minnesota is ready to benefit, and boy, they do need precip there. And we're moving to a more regular weather pattern. Are you setting that pattern in place for the spring?
Well, it's certainly the start of spring here, or at least the first half of April looks to be shaping up to be that way. It looks like your more active zones will be in areas of the southern U.S. At times, although even here over the next week or so, something kind of closer to normal and much less active versus of late. But as we kind of look ahead towards the start of spring planting season, at least no sign of any real kind of major issues, except right now, with early corn planting down south being just delayed in areas of the Delta and Gulf Coast.
Are we willing to say that that window for corn is about closed?
From a time frame here, it looks like maybe as we go through the last 1 to 2 weeks, maybe in the first week of April, but overall, yeah, we're beginning to, at least that far south, beginning to close that window.
All right, Mark, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Dave.
That's Mark Russo of Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated. He's in Chicago, Illinois, and that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter. You can do that on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. Click on the subscribe link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.